Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Wai Tse Leung, Lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. A very good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Gary, and to your listeners.
And thank you so much. And thank you for making time for today's topic. And I mean, we're talking about misinformation, and it's such a relevant topic. And what we want to chat to you today about is that we all assume that Google is a reliable, trustworthy source of information. But can we be assured, firstly, of its credibility? And can Google be held accountable for its online information? What is your point around that? What do you have to say around that?
I would say you must just remember what Google's job is. Google is a search engine, so think of it as a telephone directory.
Right.
It can only perform as well as the information that is available to it. So if you have people who are very insistent that this is their version of truth, and it becomes the most popular and well sought, clicked on, let's put it this way, if more and more people visit that particular resource, then Google, when you search for this topic, Google is going to say, yeah, this one, because everybody else is going here. You know that, for example, Facebook, they've had the same issue, and they've gotten to a point, along with Twitter, to start labeling content and saying, well, this is questionable. And I don't know if Google is going to get around to doing that. But, you know, can you hold them accountable? Remember, their job really is there are many resources on the internet. When you search for certain things, we will tell you where to find them. That's really their job.
Absolutely.
So I don't think they will be held, I don't think you can hold them accountable.
But I'm just having a look, and I noticed that Google themselves issued a warning back in June 2021. That they will now notify you if the search results are unreliable. And I've never personally come across such a warning. Have you any insight into that?
Well, I like you, I haven't really come across anything. Maybe you and I are just not searching for the very dodgy content.
Possibly.
What they have done, however, is according to the law, you may know sometimes when you search for certain items, they think, we think you're looking at copyrighted material, and this is being listed, and we're going to tell you that these are not recommended. You shouldn't go there. And those warnings I've seen. So they are doing that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it still takes a human being to come and say, this is not reliable. And we're back to that topic where, you know, your listener mentioned earlier, who decides whether it's reliable or not? You know, you and I might go, this is utter nonsense. But someone else says, no, this is the absolute truth. So why are you shooting down my freedom of speech? You know, I have a right to voice this.
Absolutely. But I mean, I'm sure it's happened to you as well, where you do a search and you get different answers. And I've had this recently, particularly with Google, where you search a topic and you can ask for a definitive answer, like what is the percentage of this? And it'll come back and one hit will say 9, and one will say 12, one will say 15. I mean, what are you actually supposed to do when you get information like that?
Well, I would say, remember, Google retrieves these answers from some resource on the internet. So I would look at that particular resource, because when you ask a question, obviously the most common answers feature at the top for Google, and Google says, yeah, the answer is this. But they do tell you where they got that answer from. So I would click on that just to see, well, where is this? Is this a reputable source? Because if it isn't, then I would perhaps look at a few more answers just to see if that is what I'm looking for. Another thing you can do, perhaps, is change the way you type searches in Google or any other search engine.
Right.
So, for example, just to give you, you might say, are vaccines dangerous? Let's say that. I know, yeah. A very contentious topic.
Yeah.
I said, are vaccines dangerous? Now, the problem when you go, are vaccines dangerous, is you are asking Google to give you a biased view, because they're going to give you biased views that link, are vaccines dangerous? Because if you type that, chances are your thought is already, they're dangerous. That's why I'm asking. So rather than say, are vaccines dangerous, you might type a more neutral search in terms of vaccines itself, just vaccines, and then, because if you said, are vaccines safe, you'll obviously get a confirming answer that says, yes, vaccines are safe. But if you say, are vaccines dangerous, you're going to get results that go, yes, vaccines are dangerous. So more neutral and say vaccines, just vaccines in general, and use that as a starting point, and try and identify what are considered to be reputable sources. But again, your idea of reputable sources may not be someone else's idea of reputable sources. Earlier, your listener said maybe someone will go CNN. It's very reputable. Maybe.
I think the neutral searching is such a great point. And because you hi, sorry, are you still there?
Yes,
hi. Sorry, I think we just had a technical glitch there. And your neutral search and the way you word it is so relevant. And I haven't thought of it that way, that if you pose a question, it's going to obviously answer that question for you directly. So to search it neutrally is such a great point. And any advice you can give us as such to our listeners?
Well, as I say, try and use just neutral searches. But the second thing I would say is, even when you go in neutral searches, try and verify the source.
So don't just see,
Google gave you an answer. Look and say, well, where is Google getting this answer from? And would you say that is reputable? And if you're not 100% sure, then you can search and say, how reputable is the source I'm looking at? So it's a search on
a search the on, of yes, search. I'm with yes. you. And I think the credible sources. And I think Dr. Wai-Tse Leong, a lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg, thank you so, so much for your time and for giving us more information and clarity around searching information. Thank you so much.